Section 3. You will hear two students called Katie and Harry discussing a project they are both working on. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26 on page 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Harry.
Katie, hi. Look, let's sit down and work out what we've got to do for this next project we've got for the geography course. I'm glad we're doing it together. We should be able to split it between us so it's not too much work.
Yes, Harry. I had quite a long chat about it with Dr. Smith yesterday, so I've got quite a good idea of how we should be organising it. Now, he said we've got to move on from the general project we did on soil erosion and look specifically at coastal change. I think that'll be interesting, don't you?
Yeah. I was thinking about it last night because we'll have to make sure we pick our days to visit the beaches. It seems there's a reasonable train service to White Sands Bay, but the weather could stop us from getting all the samples we need. It could take us longer than we think.
Yeah, but we could save ourselves some time if we try to get hold of any information that's already been collected. I know several postgraduates who have done stuff in White Sands Bay this year, though on other topics. We could check out what the Marine Biology Unit have got. They're bound to have something we could use.
OK. Let's do that this week and arrange to go to the beach next week. I think we'll need about 3 days. If we book ahead, we can probably stay in the university lodge when we're down there. The other thing is, we must go to the Environment Agency and get permission to take the samples, just in case anyone challenges us when we're down there. I think we'll have to fill out a form or something.
Right, Harry. Now, let's work out who's going to do what first, because we have to get it done by the end of this month. I think we ought to divide up the data collection between us.
What? So only one of us goes to the beach, do you mean?
No, I think we both ought to get a picture of what's involved, but there's no need for us both to do everything. I mean, when we're at the beach, you could go to both ends and make sure we have the set of shots we need to illustrate where erosion has taken place.
OK, fine.
And I'll move up the beach and pick up the different stones and put sand in bags. Does that seem fair to you?
Yeah, OK. Then what about the other stuff? Do you want me to go and do the questionnaires while you're on the beach? We'll get more people that way. Or is it better if we do them together?
I think that would be better. We could set aside a whole day for it.
What about the lab work, looking at what we've collected and testing it?
I don't mind doing it, but I'm pretty slow.
OK, you can leave that to me.
Fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30 on page 7. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Then that leaves us 2 weeks to write it up ready for the presentation to the class on the 29th. Shall we do the presentation together? Like you do the first bit and me the second? Actually, no, I think that can be a bit muddling for the class. I'd like to do the presentation, if you don't mind.
Fine by me.
It's just that it won't affect the marks that you get. I mean, it's not like I get more for actually doing it. The tutor will judge it as a whole. But I think I remember them saying at the beginning of the year, that we were expected to do 3 before the end of the year in order to get a satisfactory mark, and I'm 1 behind, whereas you've already done yours, haven't you? I can see why they put them into the course, because most interviews for jobs demand you do a presentation nowadays.
Yeah. Does that mean I have to write it up? I think it'll be impossible to do that together.
Yes, you're very good at that.
Oh, yes. Typical that I get landed with it as usual. Actually, I don't mind. I know we haven't got very long, but that's okay. Often I write better when I'm pushed for time. It focuses the mind. But I'll have to have a think about how we present the data, because that won't be straightforward like the rest. So I'd like a bit of help with that.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, I was thinking, after we've done the presentation, I think it'd be a good idea if we asked our classmates to tell us what they think of our conclusions.
Well, I don't know. They won't have done the research, so whatever they say would be uninformed.
I don't agree. I mean, they've all worked on something similar, so they know what's involved, and it would be useful to see how they think ours stands up. We'll have to be sure of our ground, make sure we don't make any mistakes in our results or whatever. I don't mean I think they're going to tell us anything new, just give us their thoughts on the process.
Okay. Then I'll deal with the questions at the end. Dr. Smith said we would have to prepare thoroughly for this, and I'll probably get lots of background stuff in the process of writing up, so I'll be prepared for any surprises. If he's impressed by your presentation, then we should do well.
Right.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4 on page 8.